We are in the middle of summer, but the fall is just around the corner. Good news for those of us who like that cooler weather. Also good news for those of us who love the season at Playmakers Repertory Company. They'll be relaunching again before you know it. And this upcoming season, 2019 and 2020, they're calling it their legacy season because they are celebrating 100 years of Playmakers at Carolina. We're joined now in the studio by Alejandro Rodriguez, who is the associate producer at Playmakers and going to be starring in one of the plays that they're doing coming up later on this season, 2019 and 2020, to talk about the upcoming shows. Alejandro, thank you so much for being with us. How are you?
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So first of all, tell us about yourself. You're associate producer at Playmakers. How long have you been there? What's your role?
Yeah, so I'm getting going on my second season here in
awesome.
Chapel Hill and at Playmakers. Before then, I was based in New York City. I was part of growing a nonprofit there called Artists Striving to End Poverty, or ASTEP, and that's a 15-year-old nonprofit now that I helped kind of build up, and I was also freelancing as a writer and performer and director, and moved to town last June. Actually, last week, I celebrated my one-year anniversary
nice.
Here in the Triangle.
What brought you down?
Really the opportunity. I had gotten to know Vivian Benish is our producing artistic director. She was my director actually as a drama student at Juilliard in New York where she was a teacher. And so when I was thinking about kind of moving my career forward, I was a little bit fatigued by the sort of schizophrenic life of a freelancer. And I had gotten this sort of administrative skill set almost you know, on accident, working in this nonprofit.
I think that's how most people get skill sets.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I realized that becoming a producer is really being the guy willing to say, like, who's going to
yes.
do what by when?
Yes.
You know? So I chanced upon that and was thinking, who do I know? What models do I have in my community that I could reach out to find out how to make a move into arts leadership?
Mm-hmm.
And I had followed Viv's trajectory from being, you know, a trained actress, a New York-based actress, and then on to being a director and running a theater and then taking the job at Playmakers, I guess, 4 years now.
Mm-hmm.
I called her to pick her brain, and the timing worked out in my favor because she had recently had a position open up even just the week prior. So her response to me was, in all caps, this email feels fated. Call me on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And so a couple weeks later, we were talking through what it would be like for me to move to town.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Okay, so tell us about the upcoming season, 100 years of Playmakers at Carolina. What is everyone doing at Playmakers to kind of mark the occasion?
Oh, so much. There's so much. And, you know, I'll just say that actually Legacy is just the first half of the title of our season. We're actually calling it Legacy Now, and that's important because we are definitely looking backwards to honor the really extraordinary inheritance that we have at Playmakers all the way 100 years back to, you know, our beloved Prof. Koch and his call for students and staff and faculty to gather together for this, create this amateur troupe that they went on to call Playmakers. And we want to make sure that there's events and programming that are looking at acknowledging and celebrating that. But we also want to ask questions about what that all means to us today, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think we're using the word interrogate a lot, asking the important questions, sometimes the difficult questions around how far have we come, where is there left to go, you know? And so we're trying to have it be a really rich and complex discussion around the past 100 years, and actually Viv talks about it as launching us into the next 100 years.
Mm-hmm. What's the difference between asking and interrogating?
Ooh, that's a good question. I can only speak to how those words like land on me in my
ear.
Yeah,
yeah.
The word interrogating for me feels a little front-footed. It feels a little like you're in a sparring match almost. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
I think of that one light in the detective's room. You know.
Yeah, the swinging back and forth.
Yeah,
yeah,
right,
exactly.
Right. So it feels like we're getting in the ring with these questions, or at least that's how it. I think of it.
We're speaking with Alejandro Rodriguez, Playmakers Repertory Company. This conversation, by the way, sponsored by Playmakers Repertory Company. Their upcoming 2019-2020 season, Legacy Now, celebrating 100 years at Playmakers. All tickets on sale now at playmakersrep.org. And you can also get a whole bunch more information about all of these upcoming shows, which we should talk about now. What are some of the highlights on the calendar?
So, yeah, I'd love to. I'm really thrilled about the season. I think it kind of... it's just knowing what the sort of landscape out there is like, this season holds its own with any theater in the country, really.
Yeah.
So we start off our main stage season with a brand new adaptation of Richard Wright's novel Native Son, which has a long story here in Chapel Hill. It was worked on here on campus at UNC Chapel Hill, but Nnamdi Kelly's adaptation is taut and propulsive and dynamic, and we've got an amazing team. We have a brand new world premiere comedy that Viv is directing, hot off her success with Life of Galileo last year, which is a total riot and is a brand new play that we're bringing to Chapel Hill, give its first life. Then we close out the first sort of half of our year with Ragtime, which is
one of my all-time favorites.
Yeah, right?
Yes.
It's crazy. The play is only, that show's been around for just over a couple decades, but it really feels like a classic already.
Yeah, yeah.
Like songs like Wheels of a Dream and
New music.
Back to Before.
Yes,
it's like,
yes.
We've been living with these songs, even though the musical's not that old, but it's the first time we're producing it, and we are so excited. Following that, we have another really imaginative show by a MacArthur Genius Grant winner named Brandon Jacobs Jenkins. It's a play called Everybody, which actually, one of the quirks of that production, which I want to make sure to share, is that each night the lead of that show is chosen by lottery.
Oh, wow.
So a company of five actors will not know which one of them is going to step forward to play the part of everybody. The audience will make that determination.
Oh, that's great.
Night. Yeah.
So, and like right before the show, then?
Really, the first moments of the show are the drawing of the hat.
The
hat. Yeah. So it kind of adds an improvisatory kind of
The
show.
Yeah, I love that.
And then we'll follow that up with actually Playmaker's first production of Julius Caesar, which it struck us as... it was kind of surprising to us, but felt fortuitous that we haven't yet done it. So it feels timely for lots of reasons.
Yeah.
And then we
some better than others.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I was like, how deep do
timely
I
timely for
that?
Lots of reasons.
Yeah.
I think is a good way of putting it.
Fair
yeah.
enough. And then the main stage season ends with Native Gardens, which is the show I'm lucky enough to be a part
yeah,
of.
So yeah. So tell us about Native Gardens.
Yeah. It is. It's a riotous comedy about these two families. You could say that they're from opposite ends of the track, but they end up actually as neighbors in this suburb of D.C.
Mm-hmm.
There's an older white family that's been living there for many years. The gentleman is retired, and the wife is works for a defense contractor, and they've got this beautiful garden they've cultivated for many years. And the show starts with a younger Latino family moving in right beside them. And just to give you a sense of kind of how the hijinks ensue, that family has its has a different vision of what they want their backyard to look like. And early on in the play, they learn that the fence that separates their two houses has been improperly placed. And actually, the Latino family has a few more yards than is currently marked. And let's just say that it's talk about people behaving badly and all the fun we have of watching these two families fight for what's theirs. And so the show has, you know, deeper resonance. It's also about property and identity and, you know, who gets who has ownership over land and but really more than anything, it's just a redemptive story that is going to have people cackling.
So you know who you're playing in Native Gardens. Are all these shows cast already? How is that done with Playmakers?
I'm really coming from the office in the midst of that process. Yeah. So Native Son.
Oh, you got a break to come here for this conversation.
Exactly right.
Gotcha. Okay.
This is actually a treat. Yeah.
Yes.
So we've got Native Son already cast, and we're excited. We have a good mix of guest artists and our incredible company coming together for that show. But from that point on, we have some names placed. As I'm sure many folks who follow Playmakers know, we have this incredible resident company of actors, and they are, you know, really... They come from places like New York and Chicago and LA. Their credits are amazing, and they've made their home here in Chapel Hill. So we trip over ourselves to find opportunities for them. So we know vaguely kind of where we're going to be placing some of that talent, because we know there are in-house kind of treasures. And we also have an incredible company of 12 graduate school actors, which we try to use. But really, with the exception of a few parts like mine in Native Gardens, also my wife in Native Gardens, we already know is going to be Sarita Ocon, who, again, if you followed Playmakers, you've seen her in The Crucible, in Leaving Eden, and just last season in Viv's Galileo.
Okay.
So she's hilarious, and I can't wait. Talk about have sparring partner. I can't wait to get in the arena with her because I think she's going to give me a run for my money.
And should mention Vivian Benesch. She's going to be directing a play on Broadway. Is that coming up?
That's right. So yeah. While we're getting started for Native Gardens rehearsal, she will be off to New York to direct a play at the American Airlines Arena with Roundabout Theater Company, starring her very good friend, Deborah Messing.
Nice.
From Will and Grace.
Will and Grace, right? Yeah.
It's called Birthday Candles, and it's a beautiful play that we've read it and considered it for Playmaker season, but Viv had a good feeling that there was interest in this show and that it would have a strong future life. And so the fact that it's getting that platform on Broadway, we're all really thrilled.
Cool.
Bye.
Again, playmakersrep.org for more information on the upcoming season. Tickets and more information for all of these shows are available now. You can get season tickets. They're also available. Speaking with Alejandro Rodriguez, other things that people need to know about the upcoming season.
Yeah, well, there's also the PRC Squared season. There's three shows there. We start off in August with Nina, which features sort of Yolanda Rabin, who's one of the Triangle's like great musical talents, playing the part of Nina Simone. We have a couple other projects, the Amish Project, and we end the season with Edges of Time. And I guess I'll just say, by way of encouragement or invitation, that if you've been to Playmakers, I think you'll find that this season is going to continue to push the envelope and delight and surprise. But in particular, I want to say to folks who haven't visited us yet, having spent most of my career elsewhere, like I can't be a loud enough cheerleader of the fact that you all have a truly top shelf theater company in our backyard. And I really hope that folks take advantage of it and get to know how it fits in their cultural diet here in the Triangle. So please come visit us.
Playmakersrep.org for more information about the upcoming show, all of the main stage shows, all the PRC Squared shows, information and tickets available for all of those. It's going to be a terrific season. Legacy Now celebrating 100 years of Playmakers at Carolina. Alejandro Rodriguez, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Aaron. This was a treat.